My name is Angela Believes. You are listening to KKFI's Racial Justice Initiative Stand Up. Today's program is going to be about the two sides of the N-word. I'm just going to say what they are, because we know nigger and nigga. We want to talk about who should be using them, who can use them, who shouldn't be using them, and what the differences are in those who are choosing to use them. And we have a slew of people who have courageously joined this conversation. Now, I wanted black people to be a part of this conversation, white people, and those of all other races. For us to understand what the word nigger means, let me give you a definition according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. The word was first included in the Merriam Dictionary in 1854, at which time it was defined as a synonym of Negro, with the note indicating that it was used in derision or depreciation. Derision is to, you know, mock somebody, make fun of them, and depreciation is to undervalue us. And I wanted to talk about who should use the word nigger, and why you shouldn't. And so, me being a black woman, I'm appalled. I am offended if I hear somebody calling me a nigger. Thank God it hasn't happened to my face, but I'm 100% sure it's been done behind my back. So I also just want to be honest with you all, because if we're going to have this conversation, I too, as the host of this, have to be honest with you all listening. Now, I haven't been called a nigger to my face, like I said, but I've heard the word nigger been used in my family. I have family members who are not black who would use the word around me when I was a little girl. And I didn't know how to express myself on how it made me feel, but I knew it made me feel a certain way and it wasn't right. So that's my note on that. Now, I have used the word nigga before. It's not in my everyday vocabulary because that's my choice. That's what I choose to not do. I have it in a poem. I've said it like when I've been upset at a male guy who was obviously black, but it's not in my everyday vocabulary. And for some it is. And actually, I'm okay with that if you're black. And that's another thing I want us all to talk about, because you got to be careful with if you're black. What if I'm half black? If I'm one third black? And we'll use Vice President Kamala Harris as an example, because looking at her children, you wouldn't know that they were part black. I visibly look black. But if we were to hear someone who doesn't, quote, look black, end quote, is it okay to reference somebody as a nigga? What are your thoughts on that? Are you confused as to why you can't use the word? And not only just white, if you're of some other race, do you not understand why you can't use the word and why it's offensive? Now, I want to get something clear here. Just because somebody looks like a black person, looks like an Asian person, looks like a white person, doesn't mean that they're not anything other. So be careful about the assumptions that you make about people just in passing in the streets and those that you just got acquainted with or know. Be careful, because you don't know who they are. All right, we got a caller on the line.
Hey, please. This is CJ. How you doing?
Hey, CJ, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Northland.
All right, thank you so much. What is your question or comment?
Well, the comment, I heard you ask about using the N-word, and if you've ever used it, and do you use the R or do you use the A? I've used them both, and I've used it because I predominantly grew up around black folks, went to school with black folks. Some of my best friends were black. So if they use it to me, I used it back towards them. But it was all with fun and game. Again, with today's world, you got to be politically correct, and you can't use it. I mean, I've been around military personnel. When I ran around with black guys, they would use it, and if I use it, they got offended by it. So you just kind of got to watch who you say it around and how you say it.
All right. So, CJ, let me ask you, what is your race?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay. So here's my perspective. And firstly, I want to thank you for calling in and being courageous to share with us. Here's how I feel about it. If you're not black, you can't say it. That's how I feel about it. And there are different opinions. And I mean, that's where I stand on it. But you were okay with saying it with your black homies, and they were okay with, some of them were okay with you saying it.
Some were and some were not.
Yeah. And see, there's a lot of different perspectives that float around here with the N-word. And I don't think that there's one solid answer. That's just what I do and how I feel. So, again, we want more people to call in and share their experiences. CJ, I want to thank you for being down with the black community and taking your time to call in.
Can I just say something real quick, too?
Yeah.
So some of my best friends, when I was in the military, my buddies from down south and from the east, southeast, they're the ones that like that time that I used it with them. They felt that I wasn't black I was cool, but I wasn't black enough to be with them like that. So, you know, there is mixed feelings about it with everybody, but it's a good thing to speak about it, really, if you can. But I appreciate you letting me speak online.
Do you think it was because of the region that they were in, why they didn't like it? Because wasn't the South like the last area to be set free from slavery? And I'm sure there's a lot of, I mean, we have racism everywhere. It's systemic and it's still rampant and it's hidden. But do you think it was because of the area why they didn't like it so much?
Yes, I do. Because I'm from the Midwest, and like I said, you know, they're from down South Alabama, Atlanta, Louisiana. They didn't like it.
So I wonder what's wrong with me, because I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, and I don't like it. I just don't like it.
I understand.
Okay. Well, this is so great. I'm glad we're all having this conversation and getting different perspectives. Now, CJ, let me ask you, though. Have you ever called anybody, you may have said this, but have you ever used the one that ends in GR, the word to somebody?
Yeah, I have.
Why you do that? Why you do that?
I'm proud of, because, like I said, I feel like I'm a hypocrite to my black friends, my brothers, I call. And I try not to use that, when I get, just say, for example, every race has their bad apples. And, like I said, if somebody cuts you off or somebody doesn't, or they call you something like beaner or whatever, and then you use that word, and then you really feel small. I'm an educated guy, and it's just not right.
Yeah, but what made you say that to that person? Like, what emotion were you in? Were you trying to hurt them? Were you upset? What gave you the gall to say that to that person?
It was just like they looked at me like they wanted to fight me or something, and kind of, cussing at me. And then I guess it was just to more or less hurt them, hit them below the belt, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not right either way. I do realize that. So.
And you know what? I'm glad you're being honest, and I'm glad you recognize, why you shouldn't have did that. But you know what? Also, too, when people are trying to hit us below the belt or hurt us, regardless of what race you are, however, the topic of the conversation is the two sides of the N-word tonight. Don't give those words power. Don't let nobody make you come out of your box when they call you out your name. I think that's something that we all need to keep in mind, is to don't let nobody take you there. Otherwise, you're giving them power over you. Thank you so much, CJ, for calling in and sharing with us. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Everybody have a good night, and just hope we can have peace, in the near future to come with everybody. That's what we need.
Amen. And the peace, I believe, starts with every one of us. We have to check ourselves before we can go to the next person and be like, peace, Ben, peace, man. Check yourself. That's where the peace starts. You got to make sure you got peace with you, and you will share that peace with others naturally. And I'm talking to myself, too, okay?
God bless you.
God bless you, too, CJ. I want to give a little back history, the original meaning of the N-word and the true connotation of where it came from. I don't know if a lot of people know this, and I just actually learned about it myself. The N-word is actually connected to the gods. The word nig, and this is according to raceandhistory.com, the word nig used to be the most reverend and sacred word in the universe. It was divine, and the people who began using the mother of all words that originated from this word, which was sullied by the British, were the ancient Egyptians, or better, the Kemites, who called their land Kemet, or the black land, and also used Tamim, or beloved land. Now, the word N-G-R, pronounced injure, means God. N-T-Y-R, pronounced netjer, equals God, divine. And Nagash equals king. Negos equals emperor. Nkasi equals God. Ndaba, council officials. Okay, so I think it's quite interesting how those words are so close to the word they call us in a derogatory term. White people have a history of not making us feel beautiful. And we are. White people have a history of making us feel like our hair is not beautiful. And it is. It's our crown. Okay, we've got a caller on the phone. Welcome to the discussion. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Ravian, and I am calling from Kansas City.
Hey, Ravian, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. What do you have to share with us today?
Well, I would like to just make a comment in reference to, obviously, the word that you're talking about, nigga or nigger, however, someone would like to pronounce it. Just in listening, I had a thought in listening to the clips that you were playing, where you would hear Caucasian saying the word nigga, and you could just actually, nigger, should I say, and you could actually just hear the hate coming out of the voice of the person that was saying it, just in using that word. There was a deep hate there. And then I also paid attention when you were playing the rap songs. Just, for example, Snoop saying, because I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back. And I thought it just made me think about an interview I saw Jay-Z do years back. And he, you know, was trying to defend the reason that he uses the word nigga in his songs. And he said, basically, our community has taken a negative and turned it into a term of endearment. And my thought to that is, you cannot change the origin of something. If the origin of the word nigga, whatever the case may, however you like to pronounce it, the origin of the word comes from hate, a deep hate. And if it was a term of endearment, if we accepted it and owned it as a term of endearment, then why in the music are they encouraging black people to kill one another?
You know,
you have a lot of this, a lot of music as far as the African American community is concerned, saying nigga, and this, they don't, it doesn't sound endearing. It sounds hateful, and it promotes violence. So I don't feel like any, I said all of that to say, I don't feel like anyone should use the word.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I shared earlier that I don't have a problem with people who look like me using that word. However, I do hear what you're saying about the origin of it is negative and the use of it was negative. But I do understand how we've reclaimed that word and how they use it as an expression or endearment. We're not all going to agree, but we're not supposed to. I wanted us all to share how we feel about it, why we feel that way about it. But let me ask you this. So you said nobody should use that word. So you're not okay with a family member or a white person. What would you do if a white person used that word?
Just being a spiritual person, I would probably rebuke a hateful demon out of them, to be honest with you.
Okay. Snatch that, yank that.
I would probably say, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name.
I'm being 100%
honest, because I'm not going to... Like, I think, you know, sometimes people say things to get a reaction out of you, and
yes.
I'm not going to react and respond in the way that they would want me to react and respond. In my opinion, the truth of the matter is, it's a spirit of hate in you, and you need to be delivered from it so you can really live a good life.
All right. Thank you so much, Ravian. We are going to bring in PL next. I'm so glad. PL, come on the line and share what you got to say.
How's it going? I'm a little bit behind on the conversation, so my apologies. Can I get a catch up real quick?
Yes, absolutely. I shared a lot. I first talked about the definition of nigger, because we're talking about the two sides of the N-word. So the definition of nigger, which is what's important for me to get out to folks, it's explained by, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's used as an insulting, contemptuous term for a black person. So I've just mentioned a lot, like whether if you've been called a nigger, if you use nigger, why you use nigger, is it okay for a white person or a person of another color to use that word, and like all the whys to like why you would have a problem with it or why you wouldn't.
Just to kind of piggyback off the previous caller I was listening to online, the word is actually a derivative of the word negus, N-E-G-U-S, which is Ethiopian for king. So it started off as a term of positivity.
Preach it, brother.
It was picked up by slaveholders and, you know, racist folks in the colonial times and transformed into the meaning that we are more familiar with now. And then probably around early 60s, mid 60s or so, the community kind of started taking the word back and using it as a somewhat of a term of endearment. Personally, I'm, you know, as a black man, I've used the word. As an artist, I used to use the word a lot until I was doing a show, and it was a popular song I had. And, you know, one of the phrases said something about a nigga, and it was a majority white crowd that followed along with what I was saying.
Mm-mm.
And it was in that moment that I realized that, okay, I'm going to have to temper myself on how I use this word and how I speak among people that aren't familiar with the dialect of the diaspora.
You know what? Great points, because back in 2018, I know you know this, Kendrick Lamar, he had a concert, and he was using the word nigga in his song, and he brought a girl up on stage, a young white girl, to be part of the conversation, and she started rapping. And then she actually was getting, I can't remember if she fully said it, but she was getting it out, the word nigga.
Oh, she fully said it.
Okay, he was like, it's over.
But he also, when he brought her up and when he pulled her from the crowd to the stage, they pulled her to the side and told her, hey, we're about to do this song. Play it how you feel like you need to play it, but we strongly suggest that you don't use the word. And as an addendum, that concert was in Alabama.
Mm.
So that kind of puts some comedic cherry and sprinkles on top.
And for those folks who don't know, because it was Alabama, what's the difference on that? Like, why she said it?
I'm not sure if it was comfort. I'm not sure if it was, you know, if white folks have a quote-unquote pass in Alabama to say this or not. But it just, with her being in Alabama, from Alabama, and a crowd full of, you know, a mixed crowd, with Alabama having its reputation and its history as one of the more racist slave states, more racist southern states, when you watch that video, it just shifted the entire mood of the whole crowd. I place blame on both parties, though. I place blame on her because you have to know better. You just have to know better. And I also place blame on Kendrick because, as an artist, people are going to learn what you put in front of them. And if what you put in front of them contains derogatory language, be it B-word, N-word, people who aren't accustomed to the dialect will take that and possibly use that as permission to use that amongst their peers. I grew up in a black neighborhood, but I had white friends growing up. I have white friends now. One of the first conversations we have is about that word. I tell them up front, you know, you will probably never hear me say it because I don't say it around white people. That's become my kind of my mantra. So I don't expect to ever hear them say it. But I've also told them, if you say it, expect, you know, reaction, more than likely physical reaction, because since the age of 3, I have battled being a nigger to white people.
So have you been called a nigger? Have someone actually called you a nigger?
Oh, several times. Ooh. Several times.
How old were you when that first happened?
The first time it happened, I was 3 years old.
That makes me really upset.
Me and my little best friend from in Grandview were walking from his house to my house, which is about half a block, and some kids from the high school drove by and were like, nigger, go home. And neither one of us knew what they were talking about. So I go home. You know, we were going home anyway. So I get to my house, and my little white friend's like, hey, some kids just told us, nigger, go home. And so my parents had to sit me and him down and explain to, you know, 2-3-year-olds what's going on. That shouldn't have to be.
This is not the stuff that we should have to go through. And you at 3 years old, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And it shaped me, because for a while, up until my teenage years, I was very leery of white people after that. Because, you know, we were in Grandview. We were one of the first black families in the neighborhood. We don't bother anybody. We're just minding our business. We're just trying to get day to day. And to be walking down the street at 3 years old, having done nothing to anyone, and to get that much vitriol and hate opened a new level of consciousness to what was going on. And this is back in 1977, 1978.
And we haven't come that far. We need to, and we will. Thank you so much, PL. So we actually have Rose from KC on the phone. What you got to share with us?
I just have a story, which is that when I was a child, I'm a white 35-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, my dad read us a story called The Prince and the Pauper. And there was a character in the book who was referred to as an N-word with an R. And he told us that he had made a choice to, as he was reading, to omit the N-word and call that person a slave. So I just thought that's something that I sometimes think about in my own upbringing around the N-word.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, thank you for sharing that. And I always got to throw some history up in here. I really appreciate you for listening, Rose, and for being courageous to call in and share that story. This is important, like, for black people listening, all people, like, we weren't born slaves. You know, we were king and queens in Africa doing our own thing. And then our homeland was invaded by white people who then took us into captivity and made us slaves. For those listening out there, don't just listen to what these books tell you, because it ain't the full truth. You have to learn black history to really know about black people present day, to tell you the truth. So I just had to throw that bit of education out there. Rose, was there anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to share that little story.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I want to bring Mikal into this conversation, because Mikal is white. She's here helping out this process. She's engineering, and she was shaking her head. She's white, like I said, and she understands that white people shouldn't use the word nigga. I want to know, how come some white people understand that and some don't? Mikal, can you share why you understand that? Why do they feel like it's okay? Why do you feel like it's not?
I just have to check my own white supremacy, and other people aren't doing that.
Just as simple as that?
I mean, checking your own white supremacy is layers and layers deep, but that is the simplest low-hanging fruit that you could possibly even, you know, Black people have been telling non-black people to not say that word for so long, like, why wouldn't they listen? And I guess they don't listen is because they think they're right. And that's part of white supremacy, is to think that you're better than someone with melanin, and you can center yourself and you can say, well, I feel like saying it, so I'm going to say it. That's my clearest explanation of it. It kind of boggles my mind, but then again, it doesn't when there's like an insurrection. I mean, there's just like white supremacy is everywhere underneath everything in all the systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so people feel entitled to do that. They've been feeling entitled to do it for so long. Being told otherwise is, you know, obviously not something that they came up with themselves, and they're going to continue to center themselves until they see how much harm it does to people. So it's really heart-wrenching on all levels for all humanity that we can't even get this right.
Ooh, thank you so much for sharing that. And I want to tell everybody who's listening who feel like you have white supremacy or you want to keep it, check yourself on that. So we've got a lot of calls coming in. And I mean, this is a really deep conversation. And again, I don't expect us all to agree. I want us to come to an understanding. And there's also black people in the black community who don't use the word nigga, who absolutely despise it. And it's not necessarily to your, if you're from the older generation or the younger generation, because I know both and the middle generation. I know some who are okay with using it. I know some who absolutely despise it and don't understand. Like PL was saying, Negus, it means king. So should we start referring to ourselves as kings? But we need one for queens too. We have Darnell, who is a volunteer here at KKFI. He's one of the vice presidents of the board. Welcome, Darnell.
How you doing, Angela?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
All right. Interesting conversation.
Thank you for joining.
Glad to be a part of it. Hey, I'm like in the tail end of the baby boomer generation, and I grew up in South Carolina, so I heard the word nigger pretty early on in life, and I got it, you know, from the people in the community and also from white folks. I remember one of the times, I heard it, and I remember having this neighbor lady once. I got into her son was my friend, and we got into a little fight, as kids do, and he went home and told his mom, and she questioned me about it and didn't like my answer, and she said to me that, "You are a smart-ass nigger." And I said, "Yeah, that's better than being a dumbass one." So, anyways, my views about the word is kind of different from what I've heard, in that words do have meaning, of course, and they impact you in the way that we allow them to. And I've decided in my lifetime that I'm not going to let people and certain words have power over me. Mm-hmm. And so my kids, I'm a father, and we have a blended family, 6 kids, and I prepared them for experiencing that word in life so that it won't be shocking to them and just totally mess up their day or their lives because somebody called them that. Because, you know, I agree that it shouldn't be used, and I like that we have rules and regulations in place, and some people who choose to use it, they mess up their lives sometimes. I agree with that, because when folks go into workplace, they shouldn't have to deal with that. But I understand this endearment thing. I could imagine our ancestors, slaves, that's all they knew, that they were niggers. And I could imagine that they called each other that because that's what they were told that they were. And when they called each other that, it didn't have a negative impact. But when somebody was calling them that and they were treating them in a manner that was negative and whipping them, then yes. And I have experienced blind rage at times when somebody called me that, and you know, it was in a hateful manner. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I kind of got a Dave Chappelle approach on that word. Everybody's a nigger, as far as I'm concerned.
I like that. Good one from Dave Chappelle. And listen, Darnell, I want to thank you, because we do have to prepare our children should they be called a nigger. That was a very good point to make, because you don't want it to hit them by surprise. Prepare them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Prepare them. And again, don't put power in these negative words that people say to you. I am Angela Believes. I am a woman of God. I am daughter of my magnificent parents and mother to my amazing, brilliant son. You don't tell me who I am, because I know who I am. So you got to have that type of attitude, and you got to start that with your children, whomever, early. We have Jean from Kansas City, Missouri calling in. Welcome, Jean. What do you have to share with us?
Well, I'm 80 years old, so I've heard this word for a long time, and I am not pleased with it in any manner. It's a derogatory word, and I think people, I don't know why they're using it, period. Why can't we just stop using that word? Also, I wanted to know if you guys realize that white people call each other niggas. Did you know that? I
think I really thought of that.
Yeah, well, they do. Then when they're mad at each other and they, you know, they call each other niggers also. And it, as we know, that word nigger is close to the word negro, which is a negro in Spanish means black, the color black.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a good word at all, and I don't see where people want to embrace it at all because it's derogatory, and I'm just tired of people trying to hang on to something. I mean, come on. We're black people. We're not niggers, and we shouldn't call each other that. Or, I mean, you know, I've used the word, and I have used it mainly calling white people niggers. I've called them niggers when we've been in some kind of altercation. And I meant it very ugly, just like they mean it toward us.
And you know, when they call us a nigger, it's not like we can't say something back to them. You know, there's a terms that we can use for them and anybody else that decides they want to get up and call us a nigger. There's a word for you, too. Let's make that clear. But a lot of us black people don't choose to go that route.
Well, you know, I'm like I say, I'm a lot older now. I'm just, I am mature. I don't want young people to be using it. It's a worn out, tired word. And these movies, when they have in the movie, they can say nigger very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering about some of the actors. Don't they enjoy doing it?
That part. So thank you so much, Jean, for calling in. We got another caller we got to bring in, Jeff Humphield. Thank you so much for hanging in here with us. What you got to say, Jeff?
There's a number of things. Going back to Darnell and even one of your very first callers when they were talking about, you know, the reactions of people within the South. When I was in the Navy, I spent a couple of years down in South Carolina, and I've never been anywhere else where the tension and the hatred between races has been so right there in front of you all the time. And I think that's why the reactions and the things that the first caller said, that's why it's theirs, because they make no bones about it. They're right up front. You know, one of the difficulties for myself is that when it's used as a term of endearment by those within the black community, it does not change the meaning to those people that hold it in a very different light. So, you know, they're not really, as far as I'm concerned, they're not really taking that hateful meaning away from it outside of their community. In fact, in some ways, it reiterates to those people, the white supremacist crowd or whatever, the hateful crowd, that's exactly what they are.
Okay, Jeff, we have got to wrap up. I want to thank you so much for sharing with it. I'm going to leave y'all with where I stand. I am black. If I want to say nigga, I can. For those who ain't black who are around me, I suggest you do not. And we're going to all have our different takes on that, and I respect everybody's. And let's just continue to keep this on our mind. Be careful what you say about yourself. Be careful what you say about me. And be careful what you say about others. I wish we could continue this conversation because it's just so much to go over. And as a creator of the Racial Justice Initiative and Stand Up, I want to let you all know I have stepped away from this. However, there is a new person coming in, Nicole Price, who's going to lead this. And Leslie Porries, she is our president of KKF Board of Directors. And Ebony Johnson, who is the producer and the co-host alongside Professor Lowe of Ebony's Bones, which talks about exploring, questioning, and decolonizing everything that we were once taught as black people. Ebony is also part of the Racial Justice Initiative. If you would like to see how you can help KKFI Racial Justice Initiative, which helps to support racial equality and equity within the organization and externally, kkfi.org.